Well, I retired in 2007 from State Farm, and then I started tutoring, which is now we're in the retirement phase. So I started tutoring at my granddaughter's school, Benjamin, out in east of town here. Did that for like 8 years, and during that time I developed a website for reading and spelling for really struggling students. So it's a free website. Why free? Well, I think the good Lord had a mission for me when I had that sniper. So I got my computer background, or my teaching background, then my computer background, so I developed a free website. So that's why it's free. And then, so I did that for 8 years, and then I kind of retired from that, and then I got involved with the Prairie Aviation Museum. How that got started is, I was spokesperson for the Peoria Honor Flight, and at one of my coffees on a Monday morning, that's where I just came from. Every Monday we always met out at Panera. But I invited a kid that I went to boot camp with from Chenoa. So I invited him, and then he invited his friend, and he was on a board member at Prairie Aviation Museum. He said, "Dick, let's get you a table for open cockpit day." So I said, "Okay." So I did that, and then they kept saying, "Oh, we need somebody with IT, somebody with IT." So I became their webmaster, and after that, I've been very involved with the museum. So that's how that all came to play. So I'm still involved with that. Not tutoring, but I still update my website and go to reading conferences and do a lot of online discussion forums. So, that's my life story.
That's perfect.
What, in 30 minutes or 20 minutes?
20 minutes. Okay. It's like a record.